Now we are going to move to, I guess, adjournment of the public session and move into
point
the
of order
session. Yes.
We got to do the Bob but letter Fatty Saba portion of the meeting.
What's that?
Right, we had agreed to consider our joint motion to have a public session with the candidates. So this needs to be resolved tonight because the search firm needs to begin notifying people if the board goes in that direction.
So chooses, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bob, do you want to go ahead and start?
Sure, okay.
But let me first say one thing, everybody. This is what Bob and I, this is not, by the way, something that the ESC supports. This is, we did not find consensus on this. But a good number of us did support it, but it was not consensus.
On information, Fadi?
Yes.
Did the ESC have any position?
We were split, like I was just saying. We did not have consensus. So, Mark, if I can see for you, opposed this. Bob supported it, for example.
And Maria opposes it?
Yeah.
So, and where's Wendy on it?
And Wendy, I think, supports it, but could go either way, she said.
Well, Wendy feels that it's misrepresenting the committee to say that we didn't have consensus, because it was just brought up, like, at the last minute on our last meeting, so we didn't really have time to talk about it.
True. There's truth there as well.
What did the general managers say? They've had to go through this type of thing. At least some of them have.
If I could respond, we have not been entertained by the PFW manager for 90% of our meetings, and so we don't know what he thinks on this. The KPFT manager made some comments that said, well, you know, basically in Houston, you're only going to get the usual suspects that come to meetings. And I know that the motion actually talks about actually allowing some kind of public comment throughout the network on the stream or something where people could call in even if they weren't, or email even if they weren't there. But yeah, the manager didn't think this was a hugely great idea. I am kind of split on it. You know, my transparency is my thing, but at the same time, I really want us to make sure that we notify every candidate that we're going to do that. And I feel like we're sort of bringing something onto the search firm when we didn't tell them that from the beginning. So, I mean, while I really took offense to the manager saying, you know, only the meeting freaks would be there, I do sort of understand what he's saying. This would not be a totally representative, group of the entire Pacifica listenership. And when we went through this last time, it was sort of like, yeah, we did it, and that was, I thought it was great. I went to it in San Francisco. But it still seemed like in the end, what was already decided was ended up being the thing. And so it's sort of, we got to be careful if we're going to, you know, do some kind of thing that it's not seen as some kind of song and dance, because if we are, the people that are listening aren't necessarily able to make the decision. So I just want us to be careful about that.
This is Teresa. May I ask you something? Hold on 1 second. Let's finish the presentation from Bob and Fadi, and then we'll
Teresa, can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so basically from 9 to 10, it would give people time to come in, to review the material. Bob and I were talking that the ESC should have a report of its own. I presume NPPN would have its own report to present to the entire full board.
Talking about 9 to 10 at night?
A.M., 9 to 10, Friday morning.
Can I just object really quickly? Can we consider whether or not we want to do the public
forum? Well, thank you.
Rather than
Passover
session.
Okay.
Thank you.
But before we do go there, Madam Chair, can I ask one thing? Please consider the timeline in terms of interview timeline, the hours on Friday.
Okay.
That Bob sent out. It's something that he and I worked on, and we feel is a really good one.
Okay, great. So just so folks know that the issue at hand is whether or not we allow for public kind of interface with a number of the either the finalist candidates or all five candidates. So.
This is Teresa. May I say something?
Can I make my presentation, please?
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, here is the motion. that a public forum be held during the September 23rd to 25th PNB meeting at which the two finalists for executive director can answer questions from the public. And our basic rationale for this is that while we certainly recognize that at any PNB meeting, the people from the public who are in attendance are unrepresentative geographically and in other respects, they still are important members of the listenership and staff. And, of course, we now for some time have had streaming, so people all over the country are listening in. And it's an important opportunity to bring out some issues and concerns that the PNB may, in their questioning, in their formulation of questions, may have overlooked, may have not thought about asking the candidates. And to those who say, you know, this has to be a serious thing that really has a chance to influence the outcome, absolutely. This would be designed in at a point in the weekend before the PNB has really made up its mind between these two finalists. And some question that some candidate answers a certain way may actually change somebody's mind and say, wow, you know, that was a really poorly done answer. That raises serious questions in my mind about her judgment. Things like that. I think it could have an influence. And, you know, we've fought so hard for transparency over the last few years. I think in a decision this crucial, we need to have it, even though it's imperfect and it's geographically skewed, and maybe we could play around with some email method for people from out of town to have input as well. But the key thing is that it would be written questions to maintain both a dignity to it and also to consolidate, to have a moderator who would consolidate similar questions so there's not repetition and there'd be strict time limits so it wouldn't take over the whole meeting. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Teresa?
I was at the last ED search, as was Rob, and we did have, and as was Marty, and we did have a
Ray.
Pardon me?
And Ray.
And Ray, that's true. There may be even other people. And we devoted a whole evening to this, but I'm thinking if we have 6 to 10, we have our public meeting, I'm trying to figure out when we can put this. And I'm thinking perhaps it would be appropriate if the, I'm surely these people will be there if they come Friday night, they're going to hear a public comment. So that will give them a feel for what our public is like, our listener sponsors. And at this point, I'm thinking I don't see how we're going to fit it in because we're kind of adding candidates. It's still adding candidates, and we're kind of, well, I don't see how we're going to fit it in. And
okay.
So therefore, I'm opposed to it.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. And Donna, can you make sure that we're sticking to the two-minute rule?
Madam Chair, could you put me on the stack, Mark?
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, 2 minutes.
And Ray, please, is this time?
Okay.
With great respect for my colleagues on the Executive Search Committee, I am opposed to this measure for three reasons, and I am not opposed to transparency and all of that it could be cloaked in, and I think it's important to distinguish the two. The problem I have with this motion is that it's the PMB who will consist of the representatives of the listener sponsors who will be making the voting decision. And to open up the microphones and slow down the process on all the other business we have to do to allow 30 minutes or whatever for comment, it does not introduce some radical notion of transparency that's not already there because we are, in fact, representing those listeners and have done so all year. I think that it's false to sort of have this one little window and call it Pacifica. I there's something about it I just doesn't ring with me as being true. The second part of it is that logistically, we have so much to do that weekend, and it's not all about just the ED selection. And that's the problem when I looked over the proposed agenda that Fatty and there's too much, it's all around the ED. We also have this huge budget. We've got the lot, I mean, we just got a lot to do. And I think it just takes too many chunks out of the weekend to this one issue, and I think the public comment areas are there. People know we're looking at it. They're listening to our conversations now. They know we're interviewing for the ED and can weigh in on that process and have, but through emails and the like. But I don't think that slowing the process down is a good idea on Sunday. I think we have a lot to do on Sunday, and usually we run out of time on Sunday as it is. That's my opinion.
Okay, thanks, Mark Ray.
Yeah, I understand the concern expressed by Mark. However, looking back on how this was done before, I'm sure we would have to do it in, allocate less time to it. But I remember really having some amazing questions from the public. As Bob said earlier, that went beyond that really became part of the interviewing process. And as you said again, could even sway some people. I mean, one of the things that we know about Pacifica is that if somebody thinks that they're going to get in a seat where the public cannot question them, well, they're going to get tested immediately. And maybe we want to see how they react to that. Also, I think that what it did the last time, at least for me, was to it reinforced to me that the process was a viable one, that indeed we had two very strong candidates, because I'm the third one that dropped out, and that and it kind of legitimized the process in a sense by hopefully confirming for people that that somehow we picked the best person.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
This is Wendy. Can I say one more thing?
Can we call the question?
Okay, second. Wendy, and then we'll call the question.
So I was a witness to the last two times we did this, both for the ED in San Francisco at the New College of California, and indirectly as a witness to the one that happened at the KPFK LSB. And in the end, in both of these situations, I as a listener ended up feeling like I had no power in any of this, even though I likely could have asked a question. It was still what the feeling that me, the listener, ended up with was that the decision was already made or was made without me, no matter what. And so I, if the listeners don't really end up, I mean, what this sounds to me like is that, okay, now we've done this public thing, so you have a chance as a listener to lobby the PNB members if you can get through them on the phone or if you're already there. That's your one chance at, exercising your power, in getting in your vote to try and influence what the PNB members do. Really, in the end, it's the PNB members who are going to make this decision. What I think maybe, and so in the end, I don't know, it seems like it might be more appropriate to have a public forum to present the candidate that the PNB members chose. This has nothing to do with transparency in the end. It has to do with whether or not we are actually jeopardizing our relationship with the community by going against our wishes or doing whatever we're going to do anyway, no matter what. And I'm really concerned about farcical episodes, and that's really my main concern is, what do we do with this public comment that we get, and do we only get it if we have a cell phone? I mean, I had one other really important
2 minutes,
but I'm just going to give it up. That's it. I tend to want to vote against this. I mean, do you want Houston choosing your next ED? We can go like that if you want.
Okay, so the question's been called. Are there any objections to ending debate?
Nope.
All right, hearing none, then, Donna, can we move to, I guess, are there any objections to starting at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought we already voted on that.
Sorry.
You did that.
She still objects.
Excuse me.
You voted for that.
Are there any objections to Bob's motion?
Bob needs to read it again. I didn't get it all.
Okay. Well, I'll email it to you, Donna, but I'll read it. That a public forum be held during the September 23rd to 25th PNB meeting at which the two finalists for executive director can answer questions from the public. Notice there's no times in that. That can be decided later, just at some point in the weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. So, Donna, can we do a roll call?
Sure. You don't want to ask without objection or something?
I think someone already mentioned that there was objection.
Oh, okay. Okay. You guys heard the motion. Bob read it. Marty?
I abstain.
Steve?
I abstain.
Warren?
I abstain. No.
William is gone. Patty?
Yes.
Sarve?
Yes.
What did you do?
Pass.
Is that abstained?
Pass.
No.
Oh, you passed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Dave is gone. Maria?
Pass me for a moment.
Okay. Dewey? Oh, you're the chair. Donna? No. Joe?
No.
Ngozi?
Ngozi's no.
Okay. Wendy?
Is lost. Are we voting on whether to start at 9 a.m. or whether to have a public session for the
public forum?
Okay, no.
Teresa?
No.
Patty? That's a pass.
You hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Well, how do you vote?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
That's a yes for Ray. Bob?
Yes.
Three yeses so far.
Michael?
Abstain.
Ambrose?
No.
Mark? Is that a pass? Come back. Rob?
No.
No, mine is a no. I'm sorry, Donna.
Okay, a no for Mark. Serena? Serena?
Yes, yeah, I had to get off the phone for a moment.
So how do you vote?
Oh, I don't even know what you're voting on. I just got back on the call.
Okay.
You want to abstain?
I'll abstain. I don't even know what you're voting on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
Let me go back to Sarve.
I vote yes.
Maria?
Oh, dear.
I'm abstaining.
Okay, and Julie's the chair. Okay, and I registered no vote from Verena. Okay, is that it, Madam Chair? No. Want me to count them?
Yes.
It fails.
Yes.
Okay, I think so. The no's are 1, 2,
yes,
three,
four.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4. It fails, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we're going to adjourn public session and move into executive session.